Part 1, Eternity Past. To understand the Bible and science, we must travel all the way back to the eternal past. With the scriptures God gives us, He reveals as much as He wants for our anchor to securely hold. However, before there was a Bible, time, or even a world, there was nothing but eternity. All of eternity was God, who fills all space and time. He was there in the beginning, and as His plan unfolds, it is clear He wants a family that loves Him with a perfect love. The scripture says no man has seen God at any time. This is because He is not in bodily form. God is a spirit, and those that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. So since God created a man in His own image, He would have created a spirit being in the exact likeness or mirrored image of Himself. The first manifestation emerging from God, who is filling all space, time, and eternity, is called the Logos. This is Jesus, the Son, the Word of God, in spirit form before the foundation of the world. The Logos was 100% God, as there was nothing else in existence. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 4 tells us, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men." Revelation chapter 13, verse 8 tells us the Lamb was slain before the foundation of the world. God in His foreknowledge knew man would fall away from Him and need a Savior. We find in John 17 that He birthed Himself in spirit form before the foundation of the world as Jesus Christ the Lord. John 17:5, "Father, glorify Thou me with Thine own self, with the glory which I had with Thee before the world was." He also foreknew who would love Him and choose to follow Him all the way back to where we come from, in Him. He chose us and predestinated us by His foreknowledge unto adoption. Do not misunderstand predestination as meaning we could never be lost. We are all fallen creatures, born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Consequently, we still need to make the choice to be born again of His Spirit on our earthly journey. This is why Jesus told Nicodemus that he must be born again. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 4, 5, and 7 state that according as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. And also in John chapter 3, verse 3, Jesus answered and said unto him, Nicodemus, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Now let us go back to the creation, when the Logos emerges from God. There was still nothing, except this great supernatural being filling all eternity with a plan for His family. He begins His plan with His creation of the Logos. This was a part of Him emerging in the spirit form. Remember, all things were made by God, the Logos, the Word of God.